bit of a hate, fellas.
And we're live.
Dun, da, da, da. Yeah.
What's up? Did you just do like a superhero sound?
Yes, I did. Don't ask. It's a beautiful Sunday. It's a great day. We're here.
What's
we're
up,
here.
My greats?
What's up, beautiful people?
I am Manny D, music producer, Jam 3 Productions, jam3productions.com, and all that goodness.
All of that goodness. And I am Super J-O. No, I'm playing. I am J-O, drummer, actor, and I am I'm a former stepper, like on the step team, like real talk.
Well, okay. What?
Yeah, no cap, man. You know, I always try to give you guys.
I'm stuck. Hold on. What's happening, bro?
I got witnesses. I got people that could back it up, homie.
Come on now.
What's up?
I'm starting to think you just starting to make shit up now. You ran out of shit, and you just starting to make shit up now, right?
Nah, true story, right? So everybody know, I grew up in Arizona, right? Sierra Vista. So when I was at Buena High School, before I couldn't go to Buena no more, I was with the step team. So it was Kathy, Danera, both Nicoles, a few other females, you feel what I'm saying? And they were showing me the steps and everything. So legit, I didn't step with them at the time. You feel what I'm saying? I was there at practice, but they were showing me things and I picked up on it pretty quick. Everything was cool. Boom. I think I did like one little like outdoor, like at the park thing, like something like that. Boom. So that always stuck with me. It was something that was always cool. Then, you know, Stomp the Yard came out. Everybody went all crazy over that movie. So at the time when Stomp the Yard was popping, I was drumming for a church, Bethel AME in Passaic. And I put together a step team. And with the young men, the youth of the church, and it was called Soldiers in Step. So we used to travel and go to other churches and step, and we stepped at a girl's Sweet 16, and it was really, really dope. So I was in charge of like these like 10 young men, and at the time I was in my like mid-20s, and so like it's you know, just a cool little fun fact. Yes, I can't step. I know. I still owe IG a video of me juggling. So I guess with some of these little fun facts about myself, I'm gonna have to prove it. So
we're gonna have to like do one video and do everything. We'll have you juggling Kit Kats.
Oh, here you go back in. Yo, here you go with this Kit Kat stuff. Right. Why are you pulling the scab?
Why are you doing a step routine? Stomping out spiders.
That was good. Did you come up with all of that? Clearly, you came up with all of that on the spot
It's
all good. It's all good. But yeah, your boy can step. So I was. It's funny. I was practicing earlier, and I still got it a little bit. So I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna post it. I know y'all like Chael. We ain't even see you juggling yet. So I know there's doubters out there. Don't worry. Don't worry.
And since you brought it up, shout to the homie Darren Henson, who actually played a lead role in Stomp the Yard, is a high school buddy of mine in Tix. We all went to school together.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Shout him out. That's what
Tick
it is.
Tick actually traveled the world with him in their dance crew and shit.
Oh, that's wild. So, that's what it is.
Yeah.
The homie Tick could dance? Let me find out.
Yeah, damn, one of the girl. Early, second generation B-boys and shit, Tick. Yep.
Man, that's what it is, yo.
Yeah, it's funny because him and his wife travel a lot. And it's like every time they travel, she wants to see new places, you know, go travel on vacation, new places. So every time he's like, oh, she like comes with a new idea. Oh, let's take vacation here. He's like, no, I've been there. Because he spent so much time, you know, early on traveling.
That's crazy.
You know, dancing.
That's nice, man. Well, you could travel the world off your gift, your passion, what you love doing. That is super awesome. Yeah.
And together,
we are.
This is
the Rugged Gems podcast. Mac. Yeah, we here, baby. Episode, what this is, 21. Yeah.
21. We're in the 20s, yo. We'll be entering the new year in the 30s, right?
Yeah, that's sexy. That's kind of sexy. That's gonna feel good. We gotta think of some ideas for a nice New Year's joint and Nice little holiday joint. Yeah, that's gonna be dope. I'm looking at the calendar right now because, you know, my brain's always.
Yeah, we might. I might, since I'm, you know, I like to talk about marketing stuff. So maybe I'll do an episode on preparing for Black Friday. Ooh. as creators.
Yes, because there is a lot of detail and behind the scenes work that you're doing to prepare for that. So that would definitely be
100%. And you can't wait to like a week before, like. A month out, you got to start planning Black Friday. A lot of people do it too late.
Yeah.
A lot of people do it too late, and you could tell by their campaign that they threw it together last minute and then, you know, try to sell some stuff and it didn't work out too well and shit.
Absolutely, man.
At least a month to plan your Black Friday campaign.
Man, but you and I both know that a lot of people's failures comes from proper planning. Because they didn't plan properly, you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you can only execute a plan as well as you plan it, right? Mm-hmm. If I said that right. But yeah, I wanted to make sure I said that the right way. But yeah, man, you got to have a good plan. Because a lot of people can execute. But if you got a, you know, pardon me, but if you got a bullshit plan, you know, when you execute, you're going to get bullshit.
Right.
But like, damn, we did everything we said. Yeah, but you.
Especially if you're trying to execute some last minute shit.
Yeah.
You know, like,
certain
plans take time to execute properly. And
some things, everything can't be rushed.
Planning a Black Friday sale a week out will not make you too much money.
It won't. And we're not saying that you can't, like, there's a difference between planning last minute and executing last minute. Because you could have something planned out for a while, right? But because you've been going with the plan, maybe when it gets to crunch time, it's like, oh shit, we didn't do this yet. Right. But you already got the plan. So it's like, we know what we need to do. Let's just go ahead and knock this out. But if you just last second threw some shit on the wall to see if it sticks, and you just like,
that don't work. And shit.
Well, yeah, that's not going to work.
That don't work.
That's not going to work.
I learned that the hard way.
Yeah. You're going to reap what you sow on that one.
A couple Black Fridays ago, and then I had a long talk with somebody who had great success or has great success. Mm-hmm. With their merch every Black Friday. And I was like, we sat down and had it, and I was like, oh, I didn't even think of that. I didn't think of this. Because you just threw some shit together a week out.
And it's
so now every year, like a month out, I'm planning Black Friday already with my merch.
That's smart. Yeah, that's one of those moments that only had to happen once, right?
Yeah. Lesson learned, this shit.
This only is going to take one time, and I'm good. I think we went over last time. Nothing. You know me, I'm always messing with something. With this doggone Zoom app. I wanted to flip it.
What'd you just...
nothing. I was looking at my handsome face up close.
We're doing a podcast right now. Would you focus, bro?
I am focused. We here, bro. We here, man. How you doing? How was your week? Yeah, I mean, I know where we going with it next, baby. We always on point.
I'm good. I spend most of the week playing with my new toys.
Yes. Can you elaborate? Because that sounded a little... playing with my new toys. People are like, what kind of toys?
What? Manny? You want to elaborate a little bit? Yeah. If for those who've been following us since early episodes, I recently upgraded a good 90% of my studio setup. And normally, a producer will buy this. If there's a new piece he wants, he goes buy it. Then he takes some time to learn that piece. This was probably the biggest upgrade I've ever done since I started producing, where I upgraded a lot of pieces.
At one time.
A lot of new pieces came at one time. Mm-hmm. And it's too much of an undertaking to learn everything in one shot. Otherwise, I would have spent fourth quarter just learning all the new pieces. So
I
pointed out a couple of pieces, and I'm like, I'm going to get these down packed right now. And this piece, and that piece are going to have to wait till next year.
Okay. What was that based off a level of importance? Like what you can use now or what you need to know now? Like what you're going to be able to use immediately based off of that?
A couple of the pieces is, you know, it's a no-brainer. I pick them up real quick because I've had similar pieces.
Okay.
So, you know, I could dive into those and create some new goodness with those right away.
Nice.
The other ones are more analog and learning oscillators and LFO envelopes and patch cables and really getting into sound design a little more heavily. So that'll have to wait while I put together a bunch of new stuff right now. It's just so
I can dig it.
Because it would have just been too much of an undertaking to try to learn every single piece at one
time.
Right,
right. Especially the way that I'm taking it, dive into things. Right.
Yeah. I like to learn all my equipment like the back of my hand. So for me to do that, I mean, I'll just have to prioritize and piece at a time once I get comfortable in piece.
Right.
That's in the arsenal and put that in the tool belt. Right. And then learn the next piece and put that in the tool belt.
I can dig it.
Most of the week has been creating new music, and the stuff I'm doing right now with the new equipment is like,
Yeah, you was telling me during the week, you said some things.
Creating some heat.
Yeah,
creating some heat. Like the sound, just oof. Lord have mercy.
Goodness gracious.
I'll get into this real quick. I love the two worlds of live instrumentation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you heard my music, you might hear like live strings and live, you know, piano and live organs. And, you know, you'll hear the live actual instruments on the tracks.
Right.
But I also have a long-standing fascination with analog gear and analog sound, because that's where I come from, the early days of the analog sound. So
right,
a lot
right.
of those analog textures I love. So mm-hmm. like my new sound right now, a lot of the stuff I'm doing now is the marriage of both of those worlds, where you might hear like a grungy bass sound that's just unfiltered and like all, you know, mm-hmm, grungy, mm-hmm. gritty bass
yeah.
with some freaking high strings, you know, violin section over it, and right. be like, just so that's my sound, is the marriage of those two sounds.
I've
and with
the upgrades
in this, with my new setup, caters to that, you know, caters
awesome.
To doing the music I want to do. So
you about to step it up. The sound is about to be
the couple of new joints that I did right now is like freaking like blew me away and shit. With the new stuff. Yeah
I'm excited. I can't wait to hear some of the new stuff. I haven't gotten to hear any of the new stuff yet. I've gotten to hear about it. Brother, don't even send me a video with no new sound. Not that the video would probably do me any justice, so I guess I'll just have to wait till I can get to the studio.
We're gonna start shooting a video probably within the next couple of weeks on a new single that's actually, I haven't promoted none, so you know, I like to give people the new news here.
Right.
It's actually up on the new single is actually up on Spotify already.
Right.
Yeah, and all the other streaming platforms, but we haven't started promoting it yet, so that'll be coming soon. That'll be coming soon.
Spicy.
But it's up online right now. I just haven't told nobody till now.
I was about to say till about 10 seconds ago.
Right, yeah. It's up there and shit.
So that was an exclusive. That was an exclusive right there. You just got an exclusive, you know what I mean? So yeah, make sure y'all go check that. Make sure y'all check that out.
It's cool. The name of the joint is called Newness.
Okay, okay.
Because that was the first joint I did with all the new gear and shit.
Ooh, okay.
And this is a clean slate for me. Like this, like I always like to make my next at bat better than my last at bat. A lot of preparation, a lot of this year went into preparing for my next at bat, which is gonna be kind of awesome and shit.
Nice, nice, nice. And where did you say that they could find this again? On Spotify? Where? How do they look?
Yeah, it's on all those. It's on Spotify, all the streaming apps and stuff. It's a song called Newness. Even the cover art is like a coloring book. You know, like when you open a coloring book, all you see is line art before you color anything.
Okay.
The actual cover art is just line art of me with a horizon in the background. It looks like a coloring book type thing with Newness over the top. And it's just like stands for a clean slate, newness. I'm starting fresh right now with all, you know.
Right.
And really doing things a little different.
Like, and it's dope. Like, within it, like, you still have, like, your outline, like, your structure, who you are, but what you're filling it in, what you're coloring in it. What you're coloring it in with is a sense of newness. So, yeah, that's dope, bro.
This next at-bat is where I'm by myself, where my last at-bat, I was part of a production team. So this is like a new phase. So it's kind of cool. I'm excited.
That's what's up. No, you'll hear it.
Today was actually a busy day for me.
Oh, yeah,
We starting early today. We starting earlier than normal. And I was telling you earlier, I probably got more done today than most people do all day, from finishing out that joint musically. Did some marketing.
That was just from 5 to 12.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That was just from 5 to 12.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just in the morning. I was up at 5 a.m. So between the last minute tweaks on the joint that I just finished, did some marketing, two ads got placed this morning, did some pub admin stuff, updated stuff with my publishing company, and did some website updates before I sat down to do this podcast. So y'all stop telling me you tired.
He's a bad
somebody. Don't tell me you tired.
He's doing this on a day of rest.
Right.
Yeah. He getting work done.
And that's then my finish guy. This, edit the podcast, get it up on all the servers, and then send this. I got to track out the last joint I just finished this morning, and then send that to send that off to the engineer. Then get back to some pub admin stuff that I got to finish up.
Man, sheesh. What have you done with your Sunday? No. Everybody's like, oh, I just kind of sat around and watched some football. And
ate some baked beans and some Franks. And
why?
That's me every day. When you really want it, you want it. You know what I'm saying? No excuses.
Absolutely. No excuses. You got to go all in. Maximize. Get everything out of yourself that you can every day, man. Mm-hmm. For real.
Right.
I just don't believe it. Really just bothers me when you put something off for the next day that you can do today. Mm-hmm. And I know it's so cliche. Everybody's like, oh, don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. Right. But it legit, like, it should bother you if you don't accomplish something
100%
today
100%.
That you could have done.
Right.
It that should really piss you off. Like, you should, it should bother you.
It does.
You should be mad. It does. No, it,
for me,
bro,
it does.
I go to bed
for
mad.
For me, it does.
Mad at myself. Like, come on, man. Like, and then that's when you ever try to, like, all right, so you didn't get something done. Like, just one thing. It's just one thing that is, like, maybe it'll take, let's say, like, 20, 30 minutes, right? Maybe something you got to post or some email, something you got to check. But you lay in the bed and you try to, like, tell yourself, I'll just do it tomorrow. You ever laid in bed for, like, a good 20, 30 minutes? Like, and then got out the bed anyways to go do that. You're like, I should have just did this from the beginning.
I'll give you the perfect example. Every day I have my day planned out of everything I'm going to get done. Right. Every morning I wake up with a to-do list of what I'm going to get done that day. And there's only three people on the face of this earth that can put a halt to my day, to my work day. And that's that's my three kids and shit. You know, so I'll have my day planned. Why you gotta be like that, yo?
That's all good. No,
he
all
just
right.
pouted.
It's
like, it's you too grown to be pouting, bro. Why can't I be the fourth person?
So it's all good.
I can have my whole day planned, and like my son will call. My kids are grown and on their own. It's just, so my son will call me, hey, Pop, I'm in the area. You know, I'm you're home. I want to stop by. Let's go grab a bite to eat, blah, 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 blah. No problem. I'm turning everything off. I'm out the door. You know, my kids come first. Right. So
we go.
I'm out the door. If we go to a movie and then go grab a bite and then hang out or whatever, I spend the evening with my son. I'm on heaven. Any day I can spend day with, you know, spend time with my kids. You know, I have a great relationship with my kids. So when I'm spending time with them, I'm in heaven. It's just, so, and then I get back to the house and I'm like, you know, then I come down off my cloud and I'm like, oh shit, I didn't do this shit. Right. I didn't do it. And I already in my head, my head automatically tells me, like, okay, I guess you're not sleeping tonight. Because I'm not doing it tomorrow. Because tomorrow's another two days. Right. I already got stuff lined up for tomorrow. So this has to get done today. So I will literally, like, stay up and get all that stuff done. So
you got to. Because it's like, if I roll this, what is up with my, I got these new lips, man. I just got them put on.
Vampire teeth get in the way and shit.
No. But for real, when you put things off for the next day, you're risking the chance of not getting other things done.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like, when it piles up, something's not going to get done.
It's a domino effect. Right.
Right. Or, you know what happens? You get things done, but you're not as efficient in getting them done.
Right.
Because that's what happens too when you let things pile up. Now you're just blitzing through things just so you can say that you got it done. Oh, I got it done. And then you go sit down and you're like, damn, I could have did this better, or I could have went back and did that. That has happened to me, bro. Let me tell you guys something. Don't play yourself. I've literally done it. Like, literally, because I was trying to shoot multiple skits, push through, was like, you know, I'm just get this done. So just so I could, I'm trying to bullshit myself and say, well, I got it done. It's recorded. It's in my phone. I'm laying there in bed, bro. Like, I already put the green screen away, broke everything down, put everything away. In my head, I said, I did it. Pat yourself on the back, Chayo. Good job. I laid down on the bed and something was like, loser.
Basura.
Basura con nalga. That is not going to work. So what did I do? Got my ass back up out of the bed.
Yeah.
Set up the screen, cussing myself out the entire way while thinking of how I could have did the video better.
Right.
So it was like, you know what? Let me just lock in.
That's not how we operate.
Yeah, I can't do that. because you know what was going to happen, right? I would have went to sleep, woke up the next day, saw that footage,
right,
still would not have accepted it,
yeah,
and would have wound up re-recording that the next day, 100%. Which would have taken away time from other things, right, that I had planned to do, right, the following day.
100%.
So, yeah. So, did I lose some sleep? Yeah. When I posted the video, did I feel a lot better? Yeah. Was I able to continue with my schedule and do the things that I had planned for the next day? Right. Yeah. So, yeah, sometimes you got to figure out, like, why you're doing it. And that'll motivate you. You feel what I'm, mm-hmm, saying? Like, because that's a big motivation part. Because that's what... You have to find something that motivates you in order to be better, in order to keep going, in order to, like, mm-hmm, what, you know, like, because it motivates you every day. Like you were saying, that's your mindset. And it's not like Manny's sitting here saying, like, this has just always been him. It's been over time. We've mm-hmm. all made our mistakes. You have, yeah, to build it up. But once you get it there, it's like you have certain motivational factors that force you to want to be great, mm-hmm, every day, right, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm, and different things can motivate you on different days,
right,
and different things, right, can motivate you for different, you feel what I'm saying, like you know, it's like it could be like what motivates you to go to work, you gotta pay these bills,
right,
that rent, the landlord coming,
well you got this everybody insurance, you got, everybody has their why, you know.
Everybody has their why. This guy, you are annoying. Annoying. I can't stand it. Oh my gosh. Right. Everybody must have a why. I guess you didn't catch it when I did it, ladies and gentlemen. But oh my God. I can't wait till they can see our live interaction. Oh, it is classic. Golden, golden.
I'm getting good at the transitions, at the alley-oops. You see that? The reason we laugh is just let them know, because they're like, what the hell are they laughing about?
Right,
like,
right,
we know the subject matter ahead of time, what we're going to discuss. And the subject, right, matter for this episode is knowing your why. And he kind of, yes, like was leaning that way, so I just threw it up there. I saw you. Right, I saw, right, your, right, feet in the,
so,
paint.
I gave you the alley-oop, and you just took it.
I saw your feet in the paint, so I threw it up there. You went in. Now it's time for you to go get it and throw it down. Is it?
Oh boy, oh boy. He set me up. Oh goodness gracious. I thought you was LeBron and I was AD. Since we're gone from young as old. Anywho, yeah. So every now, but for real, man. Yes. What is your why? Everybody, just take a second real quick, right? Ask yourself, what is your why? In all seriousness, why do you do the things that you do? Why do you want to be great? Why do you want to bet on yourself and be willing to take the chance to use your gifts to bring in revenue? Why do you have such a high standard and want to get things done a certain way, you feel what I'm saying? Because each why can lead into the next thing, which is why it's so crucial that you actually know and understand what your why is and why it is that, right, you do, and go about things the way that you do. What is it that you want? What you're expecting?
You might not even, excuse me for cutting you off, you might not even might have not even thought about it this way. But if there's something you really want to go after in life, it's good to know what your why is, on different levels. You might have a few why. I have a whole list of whys, you know?
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Some are more important than others. Some whys, present day whys, and some whys are, you know, future whys. If that makes sense, but,
absolutely.
We need to make sure we're focused on our why, because that's what keeps us pushing on the days we don't feel like doing shit, on the days we're tired, on the day we're under the weather today, on the day personal stuff is going on. You know what I'm saying? If we're focused on our why, then
why doesn't change.
Your why does not change. Your why does not change.
That's the key. I
mean
to cut you off.
But no, go ahead.
Oof.
Boom.
Listen, your why does not change, and that's why, like, so many things, and Manny, you know this, so many things can change throughout the day and throw you one way and throw you the other, but when you like Manny's saying, when you focus on that why, your why does not change. If you got kids and you saying, I want my kids to be able to live better, I want my kids to be afforded the opportunities that I didn't get, that why never changes.
Yeah.
And that should motivate you.
I had a guy tell me He ran a business. He wasn't in music or anything, but he was, you know, starting to build a business. And I was at, we were talking about why one time. He goes, my why is I need to prove to my wife that I can do this. I was like, wow, that's powerful. That's powerful.
Yeah. 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 That'll never change because he's never going to want to let her down.
Right. Yeah, because he had a good job, paying job, you know, got a great education to do this job,
right?
And now he got to convince his wife that, right, I want to do this other thing over here. And she's looking at him like, no, we're safe and secure, and you know, good. Why are you gonna go do this crazy thing? Because most people look at entrepreneurs like they're crazy, like they got this great idea that I need to do this thing, they're calling in life, and yo, but this is the safe route. We're good.
Right. This is the secure route. Right. You don't have to worry about anything.
You know, like I said, I do, and let you put a ring on my finger because I knew we were secure. And right. Now you want to jump off this ledge and go, we don't even know what's going to happen with that. You know, so his why was, I need to prove to my wife that I can do this. It's like, I thought that was powerful.
Yeah, that's a very, very, very powerful why. And shout out to his wife for trusting him and believing in him. You feel what I'm saying? And he had to discover that in the process, right? Mm-hmm. I wonder at what point did that become the why? Because in that situation, I would ask him, like, well, why did you even want to take that chance? You know, like, why did you want to separate? Like, what was it that you was like, nah, I need to do this. I see this as the better way. You feel what I'm saying?
Because people, especially from certain ethnicities, you know, like, there's a bunch of pharmacists in the family, or there's a bunch of accountants in the family, or there's a bunch of doctors in the family, or engineers in the family. So you're just following what your father did, you know, when that's not your passion. So in his case, his business, his up and coming business, was his passion.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Cool. It was something related to his passion, and he just couldn't see himself doing the next 25 years in safe zone.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though he would have made a decent amount of money and had a great retirement,
nice pension, and
life would have been hunky dory. His wife would have been happy, and they would have traveled and did whatever, you know, drove nice cars, and everything would have been good. But then he would have been, you know, later on in life with regrets. Damn, I never tried that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And wondering what if. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And the crazy thing is, if you can't, I want to make sure I say this correctly. Because just thinking about what Manny was just saying, right? He didn't want to look back and be like, what if?
Mm-hmm.
That can be a why.
Yeah, right.
For yourself,
not
personally.
Having regrets and shit.
Like, right. Like, why are you doing this? Because I don't want to have to look myself in the mirror when I'm 75 years old and think about the opportunities I missed. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
I owe it to myself.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Because, you know, like, you know, me personally, like, I'm single. I don't, you know, I'm not married. I don't have any kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have necessarily the same motivation or why as other people. I could sit here and say what I would want for my future kids. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm grinding this way now. So, you know, me and my future wife and all that, and, you know, we could live good and do things and live different.
Right.
But for me right now, you know, with a lot of things, my why is personal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to let myself down.
Right.
You know, my mom, you know, I definitely want to make mom proud, but I can't necessarily say she's a why before I would say myself is. But because what I want to do, be able to do for my mother, that's my why.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, my mama could get on my nerve today. So, man, you know, my mama get on my nerve tomorrow. I love you, mama. I know you're listening to this, but you know what I'm saying? But
you in trouble? You in trouble. She's going to send you to your room and say.
Right. She gonna be up here first thing smoking. Nah, but it's crazy. I love my mother to death because even she'll tell me, like, your motivation should be you.
Mm-hmm.
You should be doing things for you.
Right.
Not for me.
Right.
I'm over here living my life. I'm going to be okay.
As a parent,
good.
You genuinely just want your kids to be happy.
Right, exactly. Right, exactly. So, my mom wouldn't even be my why. It would more so be my personal reasons of what I want to do for her.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? And then I do use that sometimes because that's the good thing about having multiple whys, like you were saying, because for one particular thing, it might not be. It's just, this one why. If you just got a really strong why, like your man, for example, he didn't want to let his wife down. Mm-hmm. That's a very strong why.
Right.
You don't really need too much more out of there. Like, right. That's your wife. You put a ring on her finger. Yeah. And if you fail, she fails. Y'all fail.
The last thing you want is for your life's partner, who till death do us part.
Yeah. Right.
To lose respect for you because you did this crazy thing and ruined our lifestyle, or you ruined.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's right. Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's big and shit.
That's huge. That's ginormous.
Yeah. You in a marriage is supposed to be like, I got you. You know what I'm saying? And like, you got me.
Right.
Nobody else on this planet got me except the one standing next to me.
If I don't know nobody else got me, I know you got me.
You got me.
Period.
And now you was able to say you got me, but now you're doing this whole other thing. Like, what? You ruining the I got. Like, she's wondering, she's wondering, like, is he about to ruin the I got me?
Right. Like,
he got me, is it?
He going to be asking some otherwise. Why am I getting this paper in the mail saying with the lawyer's name on it? Because, fool, you done, you done messed it all up. That's what you did.
Yeah.
Nah, but, yeah, man. And I was saying having multiple whys is good because you can pull from them. Because one may motivate you a little better on particular days. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's like if you're an athlete, certain, like, ultimately, you want to win a game, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to win a championship. But what motivated you for that game? So you feel what I'm saying? Every day that you wake up, it's another day to play the game. God patted you on the back and said, "Go ahead, go in there, go get see what there. You can do in this game of life." Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Right. Go get some. You feel what I'm saying? So, with that being said, it's like you gotta have different whys and different motivational factors to get through the day, to get through each thing. You feel what I'm saying? And it can't just be, I just want to be successful. What is your definition of success?
Right, exactly.
So you feel what I'm saying? You still, even within that, have to dig deep. And I think some people don't necessarily discover their why because they don't dig deep enough.
Right.
And they don't realize that the real reason as to why they're doing things, it has to really come from within.
Right.
Because it'll always be there. It'll never change. And the feeling will be so strong.
Right.
Because it's something that you can't ignore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your true why
is what
caused you to be up at 5 in the morning and do everything that you did prior to us doing this podcast.
Lose sleep.
And make sacrifices. Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
That's what I'm saying? Like,
that's what my whys do for me. Like, I don't get tired. Mm-hmm. If I know I got stuff to do, it's my whys that, like, damn, I've been up.
Give you fuel.
Yeah, it gives you fuel.
Like, you feel it.
Yeah,
I got days where I'm doing marathon,
I'm sitting here freaking like 14 hours straight,
Yeah.
And without getting tired, I'm excited about what I'm doing because
this is my why
is so strong. Well, my list of whys is so strong. And then sacrifices, I might not show up to my cousin's wedding. I might not show up to this family event or to this cookout or to this because my why is so strong that this is more important than that,
Right. I was going to say, and your why has to be stronger than their why because they're going to be like, why you didn't come?
Right.
Because of this.
Yeah. I was just beefing with my pops recently.
Yeah. We spoke on that. Yeah,
because he was like, he's too grown to be pouting and shit, but... he's too much of a grown man to be pouting, but he's like,
are we gonna get that on a t-shirt? That's like the third time you just said that to me not too long ago. Yeah. You're too grown to be pouting and shit.
So
you gotta get that.
But it's like, I understand that he loves me to death and he needs to know, he wants to know it's a two-way street and he wants to know that if I don't talk to him in a while, that I miss him enough to pick up the phone. And then if I don't, he's like, wait, it's been a couple months. You ain't calling me. You ain't, what's up?
Yeah.
He'll try to pull my coat. And I'm like, well, if he calls me, sometimes it'll take 3 days later till I call him back.
Yeah.
Because I'm busy head down. And he's like, I called you 3 days in a row. I know. Did you get my text? Did you? And I'm like, sorry, but I'm in the middle of this project right now. I'm in the middle of doing something right now, blah, blah, blah. Right. And he don't understand that.
Right.
And this was this has been going on years, and this was the first time that when we finally spoke after a couple of months and him having his temper tantrum and stuff, that I finally told him that that I finally, for the first time, told him that, like, yo, I'm trying to build this. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. Right. I'm trying to leave this for my kids. I'm trying, you know, blah, 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 blah. I laid the list down for them. Like, that takes priority. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but what I'm doing is way more important than talking to you on the phone.
Right.
And that sounds cruel. That sounds cruel and that sounds harsh.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, if it got to wait 3 days for me to return your call, then it's going to wait 3 days for me to return your call.
Unless it's like an emergency because something happened.
Right.
Right. And it's like, okay.
And you shouldn't be
in a situation. You text me 911, then it's like, okay.
Yeah. You shouldn't be questioning my love for you anyway and shit. You know, like.
Yeah, not at all.
I don't have to prove to you I love you, or I don't have to.
Right.
You know, prove to my homie that I still got love for him. You questioning how I feel about you, homie, so I'm gonna go hang out with you this weekend. No, I don't play that game and shit. Like, my loved ones know I love you. I could not see you for the whole year. You should still know I love you.
Right.
And shit.
and if
you love me, you show me some support and understand that I'm over here building this thing over here. You know what I'm saying?
It's not like I'm saying I'm busy, and then you don't see me doing nothing.
Right.
Then it'd be like, you just blowing me off. Right. You ain't doing thing. I ain't see you do shit.
you
know what I'm saying? But when they see you growing and doing what you're doing, and then they supporting it, it's like, you see why I'm not able. You see why I miss this one and miss that party and miss that barbecue. You see why.
Even my aunt, I talked to one of my aunts who I don't talk to as often as I should, but even though she tried reaching me, and it was like a week later, I called back, and I'm like, oh, sorry, Tita, I didn't get back to you in time, blah, blah, blah. She was like, no, baby, I know you're busy. You ain't got to apologize. You keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know that you're in my prayer. You know, and that made me feel good. She was like, no. She understood 100%. She goes,
everything you're doing right now,
everything you got going on, that's in my prayers every time I pray for you. So you keep doing what you're doing.
That's what it
is. I know you're going to get back to me, even if it's, you know, a week later or 10 days later. I know you always return my call, even if it's a few days later. So,
But that's what it is.
She understands that my why is bigger than, you know, listen to my beats.
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying?
right. I remember you had just said a few minutes ago that your why should excite you. That is such a overlooked thing, because one thing I also have discovered when talking to people, normally you'd be like, yo, what's your why? It's normally a very serious answer, right? Like a person's face starts to sink in when they say, oh, my why. Oh, let me get serious. Like, sometimes your why can be something as simple as, because when I'm doing this, I feel alive.
Right.
Because when I'm doing this, I feel like, I'll use myself as an example. Now, granted, you guys know I'm an actor. I'm working on my thing, doing my classes, everything like that. So my why is because I want to be great and prove to myself that I can actually make it in acting. I definitely, you know, if anybody knows, like, you know, when I was young, I did a lot of plays and I did school musicals and I was in choir and did all these things. And just, you know, being young, my mind was on sports. I wasn't really thinking about the performing arts like that. It was like, you know, doing school musicals and acting on stage. It was like, I want to act, but I'm like, I don't necessarily want to be on stage. I was like, I don't know if I want to do Broadway. That wasn't being young. Trust me, in hindsight, shit, I'd have came right out of high school. I'd have been at every Broadway audition I could have thought of.
Right.
But, you know, that's neither here nor there, you know. But for me personally, my why is when it comes to the acting, because I want to, and I know I will. I know I'm going to make it to a movie. I know I'm going to make it on TV. I'm going to make it in some commercials. This shit going to get popping. You feel what I'm saying? So that's part of my why. What motivates me to be doing these videos and these skits that, you know, it's not like I'm getting paid for these right now, but what motivates me, my why, is because I feel great every time I'm doing it, because I feel like I'm in my element. I feel like I'm contributing to my why. It's like, it's like one leads into the other. It's like a domino effect.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? My overall why for acting is because I want to prove it to myself. You feel what I'm saying? Right. I ain't got to prove nothing to my mother. My mother knows. If anything, my mother's probably one of the first people that was telling me that I should have been looking into acting and looking to radio. She was like, listen to your voice and things like that and all that. So, boom. So now it's like, okay, I need to prove it to myself and know I could do it. I know I can, but like, all right, Chael, let's go ahead and do this. Because pretty much everything else you've put your mind out and say that you wanted to do, you've done. So this is another thing. You know what I'm saying? Right. But in order to do that, in order to get exposure with acting and opportunities and things like that, I have to do my skits. I have to do work. I have to do my monologues. And when I'm tired, when when I'm like, I done had a long day, I'm like, man, I need to get this line. I need to get these lines down. I need to go ahead and get this monologue tight. And the between me wanting to prove to myself that I can be a great actor and get into movies, and then the why for why am I about to do these skits? Because I'm about to have a whole lot of fun when I do this. I'm about to feel real good. I'm about to feel even better. Exactly. It's going to make me feel even better, and it makes and it helps you feel like, and legit, you want to feel like you're contributing to your future, what your whole why is to begin with,
right?
Because every little thing, like when you gotta, you know, you have your major scheme and your why with your branding and your music and your marketing and everything like that, but when you're in the studio and you going in to make these beats, like, why? Like, why did you invest your money into replacing 80, 90% of your stuff? Why did you want to go into the studio and go work on that again? You feel what I'm saying? And go, like, what is, you feel what I'm saying? It's like, oh, because I got this new stuff. Oh, the sound is going to be better.
Right.
It's contributing to my ultimate goal of where it is that I'm trying to go and what I'm doing with myself. So it's like each contributing, each motivating factor, each why leads into the, it's like the little whys lead into the big why, right? It's like a bunch of little ones 100%. Make the bigger picture.
Right.
Yeah.
So here's my for me, it's about three things. It's about inspiring, teaching, and building.
Inspiring, teaching, and building.
Right. Okay. So here's my three categories for my whys. First category is me. I want to show, like you just said, I want to prove to myself, like I have a vision. And I need to work hard to prove to myself that I can build this thing. Build this platform. That's more than me.
Build these opportunities.
It's more than me being a producer. It's way more than me being a producer. If I was to focus on just me being a producer, I'd be in a totally different place in life, because that would be for me easy. That would be easy for me, you know, because I'm kind of really good at what I do musically. You know what I'm saying?
In case they don't know.
But I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to build this whole platform where I'm trying to bring a bunch of people with me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
So as far as the me category, it's I have to build something that'll leave a lasting effect for my producer community, for my circle, for my family. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what my whys are for me and shit. So building something for me, I have to stay learning stuff. I'm addicted to learn as well as being addicted to being creative. I'm addicted to learning. Like I always have to be learning something new. And I have to keep myself inspired. Like I buying this new gear, like totally, I'm like a kid right before Christmas. I did a beat, the one I just finished now. I don't remember the last time I was that excited. Like I spent a day on sculpting my drums, and then I threw a lead with one of my new analog keyboards. I threw this lead on it, and like I never felt that jubilation. You know, like I was excited. Like I had to hear it loud, and I looped it for like freaking like, you know, 20 minutes, and I was just like, I was excited. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I just had to, that just inspired me. And I was like, yo, I could drop this like this, forget the other instruments. Like, you know, like I was like, I came back down to earth and added the rest of the instruments and put a nice joint together. But like, just the little things that I do that keep me inspired, you know, those are my whys. Like I have to keep me inspired. So that's the me part of it. As far as my peers, like I said, I have to build something that's going to help my peers out. I have to build a platform that's going to help my circle out. I have to build a platform that's going to, other people going to eat. I'm not trying to put food on my plate. I'm trying to, I'm trying to feed my circle. I'm trying to feed my family, and I'm trying to build something that when I'm gone, other people can eat off what I built.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
So so it's all about, for me at this point, it's all about legacy and building something, building a platform that will help a lot of other things beside me.
Right, right. So do you recommend to the listeners out there, should they have a why that's bigger than them? Like, should they be like, because if you're a creative, should you always come into this wanting to create something bigger than you? Like, something that, because I would think, for the most part, most creatives, they're creating some dope shit because they want it to be out there. You
right.
know? They want to change the world in some type of way.
Not
whether it's their immediate world.
Some people,
or,
I know a painter that could care less if they're excited about painting. They love spending their day painting, but they're not too interested on moving the world with their art. They're not interested in making a dollar. They'll do it for free for the rest of their life and have enough.
I mean, you don't have to make money off something to change the world. You can make it.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You could paint some dope shit and somebody see it. Like,
some people, wow. Their art is more therapy for them. They don't care if nobody ever sees right. it.
I could dig it. I guess there's two sides to the coin.
So you have to do what works for you. Some producers, and I'm not knocking them, they're just like, listen to my music. I want the world to listen to my music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're not trying to build, you know, a producer platform or producer groups online, or they're not trying to do stuff to help other producers out, which there's nothing wrong with that. You know, you got to figure out what works for you and what your whys are. And my third category is my kids. My kids, like, they're with, and I didn't say third because that's last. That's actually my first. Like, my main number one goal in life is to build something to leave my kids when I'm gone. That's what keeps me up late. That's what keeps me energized. That's what keeps me, you know, I want to, like I said, it's all about legacy. So when I die, I want people to, when you say my name after I'm gone, I want people to think of one thing that I did and be like, oh, that's that dude that built that.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
No confusion. Like, they know, like, oh, that was me. That was me.
Oh, you know, Manny D. Rosa. That's that guy that built this platform to help producers, or did this charity work that fed all these people, or did whatever it is, all these different things. Like, you know, I want to be known for at least one thing that I did in my life that, oh, man, yeah, that's that guy that did that. I want my name to last longer than my body and shit.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like the Presley family is still eating off Elvis Presley's. Actually, he made more money after his death than, you know, when you think Bruce Lee made 5 movies and died early, and he's an international global icon five movies he did. 5 movies. Yeah. But he was great. Yeah. He was great at what he did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was beyond amazing.
Like, for me, like, when you
look at Heath Ledger, look what he did with the Joker.
Yeah,
you know, even look at Chadwick Boseman, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
for a short time, like, did their
legacy,
work. But
legacy is a huge part of my why and shit. Like, especially when it comes to my children, because my kids know. You can ask any one of my kids separately, and they'll Poppy's a workaholic and shit. You know, they know that, you know, they'll come over and, what you working on now, Pop? And I'm doing this, I'm doing that, you know, and they get excited with me. You know what I mean? Like, know what I mean? So,
and that inspires them, I'm sure. And I'm sure within that, you know, that is also part of your why, because you doing what you're doing.
Right.
And them watching that as an example, you know that that is also inspiring your kids. So in doing that, you're also giving them something that's going to last longer than your body.
Right.
Because they're always going to be able to look back and be like, nah, I remember when Poppy was tired. I remember when Poppy was this, was that, was that. He was always going.
Yeah.
And that's why we have this now, because of what he's done. So even that whole work ethic, even passing on the
work ethic, like, all three of my kids are workers. They work for theirs and shit, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
so
that's...
Now they're fussy. They know they got to go get it.
Yep. So between inspiring my children, teaching them and passing on my work ethic to them, and being able to build something. Like, I'll give you a good example. And you've heard me say this before, but I'll elaborate. Hennessy. Hennessy is big in the hood, right? And I could go on. Yeah. We could have a whole podcast of all the name brands that are big in the hood, that the people who built that name brand couldn't care less about the hood.
not a
you know what I'm saying? So I'll use Hennessy. In fact, there's been name brands that we built in the hood, and the owners of that brand got pissed that, oh, my brand is known for those people wearing it.
Why won't we go
into names, but so I'll use the example of Hennessy, right?
Okay.
We are known for posting the bottle of Hennessy like as a status symbol.
Oh yeah.
We'll throw a Gucci belt on, you know, like as a status symbol. But a lot of these brands that we're using as status symbols, they're some family's last name.
Yeah.
We don't realize that that's somebody's last name, and somebody built a legacy that got passed on. And instead of you doing something to build a legacy for your last name, you're promoting somebody else's legacy and last name by holding every time you hold that bottle up to the camera and post for the gram. You are promoting somebody else's family and somebody else's last name while doing nothing for yourself and for your family and for your family's last name.
Right, right. And that's the other crazy part.
And if you think Hennessy 1765 was the year that company was founded. 1765. That's 255 years ago. I'll let you do the math how many generations are eating off of that.
Yeah.
That one person built that company, how many generations are eating off of that company? And the family's the family's still involved.
Right, absolutely.
The
Don't
family
think
is still involved.
Like some big company. Like, no. Yeah. There's somebody that is a direct descendant off that family tree that every time we go by that, they're like, thank you.
Yep. So, So Richard.
Living a good life. We have no idea who they are.
His actual name was Richard Hennessy, who founded the company. Yeah. And we don't even realize that's somebody's last name. We holding up for the gram, trying to show you balling when you're really not balling. You from the hood like the rest of us.
Right.
But the family that you holding up, they balling.
Yeah, they balling.
You not balling because you holding up a $45 bottle of Hennessy.
Right, because you they got the balling. VSOP. Like, that's not,
so we have to change our, and this, don't make me go into a whole nother podcast episode, but we have to change our mindset. Like, what are you doing to build your family's name and build your legacy and build something? We already know in this country,
That's definitely going to be an episode. Yeah,
in this country, the system is not built for us to be able to pass on real estate businesses. We're not taught that. You know, when other nationalities are, you know, we're a little behind the curve with passing on real estate and passing on companies, and so the next generation could have something so they could build on with a little head start.
just a little head start,
and then my grandkids could have a even bigger head start because my kids took what I passed them and built it a little more. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, you know, 255 years later, like Hennessy, maybe there's something that, you know, people still saying your family's last name because of something you did today.
Right.
So that's a huge part of my why. Huge part of my why.
I could dig that. I bet you just schooled a whole bunch of people. Like, it was Hennessy's the last name. They probably now people gonna don't go even Google Hennessy, like the Hennessy family. Like, who are they?
Yeah,
you didn't care before. You've been drinking Hennessy all these years.
Yeah,
now you want to know.
Right now, one of the brand ambassadors for Hennessy is Maurice Hennessy, one of the major brand ambassadors that tours around the country promoting the brand, and you know. Uh-huh. Oversees all the marketing campaigns and all of that stuff at Fantasy is Maurice Hennessy, part of the family to this day.
Right, clearly.
You know what I'm saying?
So he got born into that.
Yeah. So but that's how we need to start looking. And that's how I had to change my mindset, because I want the Rosa last name to mean something after I'm gone. You know what I'm saying?
So because of what was done.
Yeah, while I was alive. Right. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, my kids will get taught how to eat off my catalog after I'm gone and shit.
Oh yeah, well, it would be dumb of you to make all of this and then not teach them how to get theirs we ain't just doing this for nothing.
Right.
Make sure y'all protect Papa's archives.
That's right. That's right.
Word. The Manny D archives.
Yeah, another good one in the books, sir.
Yes, another one. Yes, 21 Bentheuno in the books. Yes, yes, yes. So tell them, good sir, where?
I'm taking a deep breath.
Can they find us?
Please,
need an extra lung just to run
please,
this list down.
Please tell a friend who uses the following apps to listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Especially if they are a member of the creative community, that they should tune in to the Rugged Gents podcast on the following apps. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts app, Stitcher, Radio.com app, Overcast, Player FM, Breaker, Ghana,
Breaker,
Shopify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Pocket.
Would you say Shopify? Whoa. Run that back.
I said Shopify. Did I say Shopify? Sorry.
Yeah.
The marketing e-commerce side of me came out for a second. My bad.
Shopify.
Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, TuneIn, and GeoSavan out of India.
GeoSavan. Boom. India. India.
Or you could just go to ruggedgems.com. Please don't spell it. Your mama.
www.ruggedgems.com.
Or you could just head over to ruggedgems.com and all the episodes are there archived for your listening pleasure.
Yes, and make sure you follow us on Instagram, Rugged Gems. Follow us on Twitter as well. You can follow me on my personal IG at Lukaya_is_Cheo. And Manny, where can they find you?
Jam 3 Productions everywhere. It starts with a J. Jam 3 Productions everywhere, baby. Yes.
Word. So, yeah, I guess we out of here.
Yeah, we out of here. There to be great, my people. That'll be great.
Stay blessed. Stay beautiful. Stay safe. We'll catch y'all in the next one. Peace.
Boom.
Mac.
Peace.